AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is sending a message to Norway's prime minister, linking his aggressive stance on Greenland to last year's decision not to award him the Nobel Peace Prize. The president said he no longer felt an obligation to think purely of peace. Norway's prime minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, responded. He says the president is very preoccupied with the Nobel Peace Prize, and I've explained to him many times that it's an award given by a Norwegian committee, but not the Norwegian government. I'm happy to repeat that, but I do believe I've always thought that if leaders are very focused on the Peace Prize, that's not a bad thing. It means they're interested in doing something that qualifies them for an award that's about peace. This appears to ratchet up a standoff between Washington and its closest allies over President Trump's threats to take over Greenland. An American has been sentenced to prison in Russia.
A U.S. citizen identified as Charles Wayne Zimmerman was handed a five-year sentence by the court in Russia's Black Sea resort of Sochi after a rifle was found on his yacht in June. Russian customs officials found the weapon while inspecting it upon arrival in Sochi. The regional court's press service said in a statement that Zimmerman told them he traveled to Russia to meet a woman he had previously contacted online, and he argued that he had bought the gun for self-defense and was unaware he wasn't allowed to keep it on his yacht. Zimmerman is one of few Americans who remain in Russian custody after a series of high-profile prisoner exchanges with the U.S. in recent years. I'm Julie Walker.
Three U.S. Catholic cardinals from Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Newark are urging the Trump administration to use a moral compass in foreign policy, pointing out Greenland and Venezuela. The cardinals said, "We renounce war as an instrument for narrow national interests." This is AP News. Mock MAGA hats are becoming a symbol of protest over Greenland.
Red baseball caps spoofing Donald Trump's iconic hats have become a symbol of Danish and Greenlandic defiance against threats of the U.S. president to seize the frozen territory. Instead of Make America Great Again, the caps are emblazoned with slogans, Make America Go Away.
Of course they think it's funny, but first of all, they want to show their support for to the people from Greenland.
That's 58-year-old store owner and cap designer Jesper Rabe Tonneson.
If I was an artist, I've made music, I could do a contribute to this, but now I am making clothing and creative things, so that's what I could do.
Tonneson says they've ordered thousands more caps. All profits, the store owner says, will be donated to a Greenlandic children's charity. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.